What's yours?
That's not a snake. That's me starting that 7 after the hour. But I wanted our friend to get to the good day part. Michael, crank that up, will you, please? Yes.
Sing a song of praise on this good day.
Lifting our voices collectively. And that's, interestingly enough, the focus of our visits every week with Dr. Jay Kumar, who is here to awaken you. That's his, he has a wonderful way of bringing light into people's lives. And when I found him a couple of years ago, I knew sooner or later I would get him to come on this program and share what he shared with me and many other people over the course of his career. And he's a young guy, so he's got lots of energy, lots of time, and lots of ways of helping people. So that's why I've invited him to come spend time to talk about practical things that are going on in your life. And I start with the reference to being awake, literally and figuratively. Roberta, who is my partner here, who had to go, but she would have had this conversation, so we're warming up for you, and she wanted to have me ask the same question. I mean, what we were talking about, both of us have things in our lives that are distressing or making us uncomfortable. And I mean, other than the fact that people pretty much know what's going on in my life, I'm not ashamed to talk about what goes on, because I think that it serves as a lesson for others, whether it's my health or whether the thoughts or the experiences that I have. I want to know about yours, and people seem to be interested in what's going on with us, because I think it's a good practical example. We call it teachable moments, I think. And so Roberta, who's going through a lot of trauma herself, be the first to tell you that she doesn't sleep well. And we both had, not at the same time, we didn't call each other on the phone, but we were both awake during the night last night and going through things that you would tell us, and you can tell people who are going through this that are listening, Jay, you would tell us to not worry about the what if, but to think about the what is. So it's easy to say those words, but how in practice do you get yourself off of the wheel and away from those thoughts that do, in this circumstance, they either bother you during the day or you can't go to sleep or you wake up in the middle of the night? How do you move those things out of your mind and put them into the proper perspective?
Well, thanks, Doug, for asking that. It's great. Again, it's great to be back on here again. It's a good day here in Los Angeles, and things are going great. And I want to just start off by saying that we cannot, eliminate stress from our lives. Stress is always going to be there. But the key to what I really try to advance is to understand our choice on how we react to stress. And this really is fundamental, because it really brings it down to the individual, that we each have this power of a choice, within ourselves that we can do to either succumb to the stress and all the anxiety that, we create and that's around us in our lives, or we can choose to be in this position of just trust and just know that things are unfolding as they need to be. And you and I have had this conversation many times. I know there's a lot going on with you that you shared with me and your listeners as well. And the one thing I've told you, Doug, I'll tell it to our listeners as well, is that we don't really know sometimes how things are going to work out. And I like how you put it, not being the what if, but being the what is. And so rather than focusing on all the stress and the drama in our lives that are all these hypotheticals about what if, focus on what is. What is going on right now with you? Like, what's currently happening for you? And one thing we talked about last week, which I'm kind of going to embellish and talk on more today, is cultivating what I call an attitude of gratitude.
That's something that's
used.
Attitude
of what we have going on in our lives, which we're, what we're grateful for at the current moment.
There are a lot of churches that are using that, apparently. I heard somebody who delivered a prayer recently suggest May we be in an attitude of prayer. And I heard another fellow say, use the same phraseology you just did, let us be in an attitude of gratitude, just basically being thankful for what you have. And one of the things about our society versus other societies, or many, the Western society, never mind just America, but Western societies, that's not necessarily reflected in many other societies is what we actually have in terms of commodities, what we own, how we live, and we say we're thankful for this, that, or the other thing. We have certainly overspent. Most of us, we go beyond what we really can afford because we're in a consumer society. And so when you lose some of that stuff, it sort of brings you back around to, okay, what really is important? Health, family, the love,
friends,
exactly. Yeah.
All of that, precisely. You know, you really hit the nail on the head right now, and I really empathize with all the many people in this country that are going through some really hard times right now. And I know that times are tough for many people. And what one thing that will never disappear from our lives, regardless of what our bank account statements are or how much we have, you know, invested or what our, if we have a home or not, is what we have inside of us. And the things which have no monetary price, but have value. There's a distinction I want to make here between price versus value. And so we really need to value all those things that, that we can't ever buy, which we just talked about: happiness, friendship, family, our loved ones, nature, and just being joyous and alive. And I want to just point, I alluded to this study that was last week, this study that was done, and I want to kind of just touch on this. An article was published a few years back in Psychological Science in the Public Interest Journal, and what they found that while U.S. wealth has tripled, almost tripled over the past 50 years, well-being and happiness has not increased at all.
Right.
There's been no correlation between the increase in our standard of living, our quality of wealth, our quality of life, and our increase in overall wealth as a society. There's been no direct correlation between money and happiness.
Can't buy me love.
Can't buy me love. You got it, buddy. You can't buy me love because love has no price. Love, happiness, joy. Those are things that are not external. They're internal.
Yeah.
You cultivate them within yourselves.
Yeah.
And that really kind of ties back to what you asked me really at the beginning a few minutes ago, is what can we do in our lives to cultivate this attitude of gratitude, this state of happiness and well-being? And one of the things I talked about last week at the end of your show was making a list. Waking up, making a list of maybe three things in your life. And I should clarify by saying, make a list of three things in your life that cost nothing, that you don't have to spend any money for, that are just there, that make you happy.
Could we use the same term, things that are free or things that don't cost money? Because there may be a difference in the implication or the assumption there. Free doesn't necessarily mean no cost or vice versa.
Right. So, you know, one thing I'm thinking of, one thing which I do is I love to just be with my dog.
Yeah.
You know,
me too.
That costs me, I mean, of course, you know, buying my dog costs me something, but there's no, my dog doesn't charge me anything for me to hang out with.
No.
That's
a cool dog. So, this is the coolest old dog. Very cool dog. Very cool dog.
Thanks. Yeah. But things like that, you know, just like being with your family, hanging out with your friends, calling your friends on the phone, calling your relatives on the phone, you know, it costs very little to do that. And
well,
just talk to people. Be in nature.
If you're fortunate enough to do something, I've been, one of my dearest friends in life and I were having this conversation yesterday about, because she, like you, is interested in trying to clear the cobwebs out of my mind or out of my reality and, you know, have me understand some of the things that get in the way. We all have these things that get in the way. And she said to me, go through, there are four things in my life that I spend my time on. My children and the dog are probably, without question, way up there, more important than anything else. What am I focus on my children? And it doesn't have to take time. It just is, they know and you know what the connection is. And the second thing is this radio program, where I put my emphasis, my life, what I enjoy, And it comes across, if I do say so myself, I love to be on the air and to be with my friends on the air and the people who share and listen to what it is that we do here every day. My farm is certainly extraordinarily important to me. It's a thread in my life. And so is my alma mater, the time I spend at Dreb. Now, there are subsets of that that are really a horrible part of my reality. So within, there's nothing unpleasant about the kids because their health is fine. They're happy. They're doing well. So then you get into, okay, the radio program. Well, it doesn't do anywhere nearly as well as it did before the depression / recession in terms of economics. So I have to deal with that in a professional business way. Anyway, the point after we went through all the stuff yesterday of the things in my life that I liked versus the things that I didn't like, we came to the conclusion that I didn't like the business side of the radio program or the farm. But yet, because I am an independent guy, I have to do it that way. But I don't like it. So
yeah, we live in a society where we have to have a source of income and have a business and move on our lives. But let me just point out one thing, and you kind of said this indirectly. That's not the main purpose of your life.
No.
Is to have the business be the priority, or to have gobs of income come out. That's a great byproduct of what you're doing, but the fundamental essence of what brings you joy, Doug, is being on the radio.
Yeah.
Is helping others.
Right.
Is having that farm.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're contributing something of great value to the world. And I want to share with you before we may take our break, there's a great quote by Dr. Richard Ryan, who's a psychologist at the University of Rochester. He said a really great thing. This quote: a lot of times we think that happiness comes about because you get things for yourself, money, business, all that.
Yeah.
But it turns out that in a paradoxical way, giving gets you more.
Yeah, it does.
And that's a really important message.
Absolutely.
In a culture that pretty often,
is interested in
taking. We get messages of the opposite effect.
Give, give, give. Yep, that's it. All right, we continue. Jay Kumar is here. Check out drjkumar.com. There are lots of great things there that you would want to have yourself exposed to. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
The majority of women think splurging is overindulgent, and 83% think it's too expensive. But that's not so. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Celebrity mom and Dancing with the Stars co-host Brooke Burke has simple ways to splurge smartly every day without the guilt.
As a busy working mom of four, I'm always looking for smart ways to splurge on myself. I love adding a little cocoa powder to my morning coffee or showering with a great-smelling body wash like Suave Naturals Creamy Cocoa Butter and Shea Body Wash. It has moisturizing milk proteins that leave my skin soft and smelling amazing.
Make splurging possible every day and get silky smooth skin that smells delightfully fragrant with new Suave Naturals body washes and body lotions. Visit the Suave Beauty Facebook page for more tips and enter the contest for a chance to win one of 100,000 free products and an ultimate splurge trip to Hollywood. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, it's Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Get rid of the pain. It's time for you to be pain-free. Go to DougStefan.com, DrKenshow.com, and get your free sample of Salon Pause. You've heard so many people already who weren't even asked to talk about Salon Pause on this program talk about it. It's a wonderful way to go pain-free. Get it at DrKenshow.com or DougStefan.com. Free sample of the Salon Pause patch to get rid of pain.
It's Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
We would like you to consider how you would run ads for the new Tata Motors. Here in America. And if you knew Tatas like I know Tatas, that's probably a good ad right there, isn't it? Oh, 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 what a car.
They have a double D car coming out.
Very good.
Hey,
the big headlights.
What?
About powder?
I think they have heat-sensitive headlights, actually.
When the car gets a little older, they get warm.
Tell you what, Ricky, you are truly blessed. These two are two in a million.
I am.
Just like Carly Tata.
Won't find another rack like that, I guarantee it.
Thank you, Cal.
Having fun with Doug Steffens today. People try to put us down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
This ain't doing it awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
All right, we're doing birthdays. Thursday, the 19th of May, Peter Townsend, who, as most of you know, is the guitarist from The Who, one of their big songs, My Generation. I'm getting whether this was used as a part of a Pepsi commercial. Wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was, too. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, inducted in 1990. Let's see. What else? Happy Jack.
I've always liked I Can See for Miles, and Magic Bus, another one of their great hits.
And The Who, responsible for the themes of all the CSI shows, you know that. And the rock opera Tommy, remember See Me, Feel Me, Pinball Wizard, all that kind of stuff. So Peter Townsend, born in the state 1945. Happy birthday to him. Nora Ephron, the author of Sleepless in Seattle, among other things. Birthday is today. Happy birthday to Nancy Kwan, the actress. James Fox, the actor. Remember him, Patriot Games, Russia House. You'd recognize him if you saw him. And Jim Lehrer, who announced yesterday that he was going to retire from the NewsHour on PBS after 35 or 36 years hosting it, was born on this date in 1934. Has written a couple of books, including a novel. The novel's named Blue Hearts. Barry Carpenter. I remember talking to this guy a couple of times. Fascination with buses, because his father used to be a bus dispatcher for Greyhound. He's got all kinds of the memorabilia in his office. We had that in common, because I have been around the bus business for a lot of years in my life. Next up on the list is Dusty Hill, bass player for ZZ Top. Who doesn't know that? Jesus Just Left Chicago. Remember that? Back in Black. No, that's not. That's the AC/DC stuff. That's up next. All right, let's do AC/DC. Phil Rudd, the drummer for AC/DC's birthday is today. That's what this is. Let There Be Rock, Highway to Hell. Just a lot of noise from these guys. Lots and lots of noise. Archie Manning, the quarterback for University of Mississippi, the Saints, and the Oilers. I think he played for the Vikings, too. His birthday is today. Along with Rick Cerrone, who's a baseball player with the Indians, the Blue Jays, the Yankees, the Braves, the Brewers, the Red Sox, the Mets. He got around. Played for Montreal as well. Happy birthday to him today. Martin Ware, responsible for the synthetic music in the Human League, 55 today. You can call it Fascination, you may remember. Big pop hit. Jenny Berggren from Ace of Base, 39 today. Jenny, this is another one of those great pop groups. Just fun pop music. Nothing wrong with this stuff. For those people, oh no, there's nothing to it. There's a lot to it. Jordan Pruitt, another big pop singer. Happy birthday to Stephen Ford, born in the state 1956. Been in a number of movies, Contact, Armageddon. Went into acting when his father, Gerald R. Ford, was president of the United States. So happy birthday to him as well. We got him covered. It's a 28-minute after the hour sort of time on Good Day.
Aretha Franklin has a new album.
It's called Aretha, A Woman Falling Out of Love.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Aretha Franklin has written two new songs.
I'm just naturally creative. Loved art in school. Loved drawing, oil painting, watercolors, things like that, music, ballet.
Although she's been sick recently, the Queen of Soul, now 69, says she walks several miles a week and has lost weight.
Altogether, about 85 pounds, and I have already ordered new gowns through designers.
The lady who sang at Mr. Obama's inauguration is donating the hat she wore to the Smithsonian. What keeps her going? Her love of music and having a team that supports her in her career.
Always semi-retired, never retired. Who wants to just sit somewhere?
That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Machete Grills Pablo Esparza.
My burgers are huge. My margins, not so much. Then I got a really big tip. Join Sam's Club.
From high-quality foods to freezers, enjoy more business success for less at Sam's Club. Last year, members saved an average of 44% on office supplies alone versus retail superstores. Compare for yourself. Join during National Small Business Week, May 16th to 28th, and get 10 weeks of membership for just $10.
My secret recipe for savings.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant Health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Jay Kumar is here. We're talking about life, not necessarily liberty and the pursuit of happiness, but why not? Maybe you can scratch the liberty part, although it's very important for us to be free. But certainly the pursuit of our happiness is something we all engage in, and many are frustrated because they can't find it, can't seem to. I don't know. It's sort of like a good woman. I say this sounds. You can never find a good one if you're looking for them. They just kind of show up. And that may be true. Women could say that about men, too. You don't find really good ones if you're looking. You just, they're going to be there. Because like everything else in the universe, it happens when it's supposed to, how it's supposed to. The frustration is we don't get it. We really don't. We don't get.
I know.
It's just we, and I'm guilty of this. Guilty as charged. I am not able to put things out of my mind as well as I would like to, and that's the big sign of my office, fix the problem, not the blame. And then the other, I've always been one of these people that did understand the difference between what is and what if. And that's part of what we are talking about. The attitude of gratitude is something that Jay has underscored. So have you made the list yet? Jay suggested you make a list of three things that you love that have no cost. What are the three things that you have in your life? You can share them with with us if you'd like. Send me a quick note on Facebook or at Doug@DougSteffen.com, or even give us a buzz at 800-510-8255. So the business of trying to make it, there's an interesting L.A. story today about Marlee Matlin, who's on the Apprentice. I think she's still in the in the running. She married a police officer about 10 years ago. When she first became famous, this is the actress that can't speak. She's not able to speak, but she's very attractive and very sweet and seems to be pretty good at, you know, she's been good at making things work. She has a home that apparently she and her husband cannot afford. So she has a, she said she admits to having a cash crunch right now, and she owes a lot of money in back taxes and stuff like that. And it speaks to what's going on with so many people, Jay, whose homes, right, they've been unemployed, homes have been repoed, you know, and you can point a finger and say, well, you spent too much money for the house. That's kind of irrelevant at this moment because you have it, You have to make the payments. If you don't have the money, then you're in trouble. And then many times people have become invested. They love their homes, and they can't seem to, you know, they can't bring themselves around to understanding what really is going on.
Yeah, you know, and I want to just point out, I've just posted on my Facebook page, Dr. Jay Kumar, a great article that our listeners can check out on the keys to happiness and why we don't use them. So you want to go to my Facebook page, and if you want to repost on the Good Day Show Facebook page, you can as well.
Yeah.
But I want to just get to a point that I really we were talking about earlier, and you kind of just brought up right now, is that I think what's going on in our society is we're making a course correction. We're beginning to understand. I don't want to sound insensitive or patronizing and saying that, you know, money doesn't matter, because it certainly does. We certainly need to have our livelihoods, our, you know, feed our family and shelter and clothes and all that stuff that we need for survival. But what I alluded to earlier is that even though U.S. wealth has increased threefold, tripled, there's no increase in happiness. And that's because happiness cannot be bought. It's not a commodity that you can get in a pill or in a bottle. It's something that comes from within. And, you know, Doug, a lot of what I do here is really the integration of both science and spirituality and how we can find meaning and purpose and happiness in our lives. And one of the things that has been documented and really researched quite a bit in neuroscience and psychology is that people who are happy tend to be those who are also grateful, who are altruistic, who are there to serve others. Mm-hmm. And so the bottom line really goes, if you want to be happy, make others happy.
I'm reminded because of that. Oh, that cornball old song, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. You probably don't remember that song. Maybe I'm dating myself.
I know what it is. Yeah. But you know, what you were talking about earlier, like you enjoy, you're so passionate. And what brings you, you know, one of the three things that you might list in your things that give you happiness is helping others through your radio show. Mm-hmm. You have a great opportunity here, regardless of the bottom line and what the business model, you know, is for you right now, you're giving something truly of value to the world. And I have a personal story I want to share with our listeners, because it's really about understanding that every one of us has the power of choice. You know, happiness is something that comes from our own inner volition, our own choosing, if you will. And to make others happy, how we respond is also a choice. It's a choice. So here's a story that happened to me about a week ago or so. I live here in Los Angeles, and unfortunately there are many homeless people that we see, you know, in many urban centers. We see them everywhere. And so I was on the street walking, and this homeless man was on the street, and many people who walked past him shunned him, you know, gave him really, you know, disgruntled looks. And you could tell this homeless person got visibly angry when no one was responding to him or even acknowledging him. Mm-hmm. So I walked by. I said, yeah, I'm going to try something over here. I looked this man straight in the eye, and I said to him, hey, I'm really sorry. I don't have any change to give to you, but I really wanted to wish you an awesome day. He just smiled and beamed at me and said, thank you. God bless you. And it just goes to show us that I didn't have to give this guy any money at all, but I totally made his day. The value of what I gave to him, acknowledgement, you know, just recognizing his humanity, was far more valuable than me giving him a dollar bill.
Yep. It is. There's so much more to it. Food for thought is our focus here. As we continue, Dr. Jay Kumar is with us. You can visit his website, Dr. Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R. com, and he's posted a lot of the material that we're talking about here on his Facebook page as well. Let me spend a minute talking about your face with you, more specifically, your eyes, and bring your attention around to a product that I have found, because I use it myself, and I know a lot of the people who have heard me who have tried the free jar of Lumitone have sent me back an email, said this is really a fine product, a wonderful way to do what you have suggested, and that's to get rid of those lines, make your eyes look bright and beautiful and brand new every morning and through the day. You can take this jar of Lumitone and bring it with you, and You'll touch up your eyes. It really does get rid of the redness, the bags, the puffiness, and you want those things to fade from view. You don't want them on your skin. You don't want to be distracted. It's non-greasy, non-oily, doesn't smell. It adjusts to match your skin tone, whatever it may be. Works well as a foundation for makeup. All of these things you will find to be an enhancement. And one of the best things about this, if not the best thing about Lumitone as you get started with it, is you get a free jar. Try it free. Lumitone at 800-894-3302. I'm going to give you this direct line again, 800-894-3302, a free jar of Lumitone. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. Take part in this special offer. Give it a try. You'll go back to it. I know you will. The anti-aging cream that everybody's talking about, great for your eyes, under your eyes, around your eyes, 800-894-3302.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115. Now 44 minutes after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Every day we go round and round with lots of things that affect your life. And when I find people that I think will help you, I'm happy to have them come on the program. That's why Jay Kumar is here. He has been helping people for a long time. I met him several years ago at the insistence of a friend of mine. It wasn't just, why don't you go meet this guy? No, you have to meet this guy. So that's what I did, and our conversations have led to our conversations here on the air. And it really is. It's all about it's about help. You're here. I've said this for all of my life. I don't know where I got this, but because I wasn't from a family that was necessarily, they weren't helpers per se. I mean, they weren't, you know, it wasn't that they were bad people, but they just didn't think in those terms. So, and I didn't, it just came naturally to me. Maybe it's the people that I've been exposed to through my life that have become my friends and mentors, people that are very close to me, have taught me how to not necessarily put myself first. And if I did, I would probably be financially better off. Would I be happier? I think that's the focus of what Jay's talking about. That's the underscore here. Are you happy? I'm most of the time pretty happy, even though there are a lot of things in my life that I wish weren't reality. But you got to, you know, kind of separate it, and we've underscored the what is rather than the what if. So let's see what we can do in putting this all into perspective, Jay. I was thinking about the people that we have a poll today at DougStephan.com focusing on the Unabomber and all those things that are a piece of his weird history that are up for auction, and wonder why anybody would want to buy. What good could you possibly get out of buying some of that stuff that that guy's energy has been around?
Yeah, I know. Everything, I'm surprised myself, but some people have this macabre fascination with people, that nature, if you will. And it kind of really just boils down to something I've been talking about earlier, is that we have a choice. You know, some people choose to do that. That's what they want to do.
Yep.
But there are other people, you know, who choose to maybe cultivate for what I'm going to call, you know, a healthy attitude towards life. And it comes down against the power of choice. And there's a great quote by the Dalai Lama, and I love it because it's so poignant. It's so in touch to what we're talking about here. And the Dalai Lama says, pain is inevitable, suffering is optional.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of take a twist on that, saying stress is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And so there's always going to be stress in our lives. There's always going to be challenges, and you know that very well from what's going on in your life right now. I'm sure many of our listeners do also. But how we choose to respond and react to that stress, that's where we have the power within ourselves.
Do you think part of it, Jay, that other people don't care? Maybe that's part of the problem. Other people don't care about your problems. They care about their problems more often than not.
You know, and again, we live in a world, unfortunately, we've been programmed to believe it's all about me, and not about us. But surveys, and this is where neuroscience has come in, and psychology, and this ties into spiritual thought and religion as well. In religion spirituality, we have this wonderful thing called the golden rule. Do unto others as they would do unto you.
Yep.
So, and in neuroscience and psychology, we talk about this thing called mirror neurons, where when you see someone in pain or suffering, the same neurons in your brain fire as well. Conversely, if you see someone joyous and happy and loving and really uplifted, the same neurons in your brain fire as well. So it's our goal in life, bridging the science and spiritual thought here together, we really see the convergence of these two coming together, validating the importance of living in a world where we're of service to others, mm-hmm. where the individual has the ability to impact the greater whole. And so I like to bring out a really great case. The Unabomber might be one example of this. Children and babies are not born killers. Children and babies are not born murderers or racists or, you know, or criminals. It's society and their observation and how they see other people around them acting. So think about this. When you're in a situation, you have a choice how to respond to it. Do you respond out of aggression, anger, fear, hostility, or do you respond from a place of compassion, gratitude, joy, and happiness?
Mm-hmm.
When we choose to respond from that place of compassion, gratitude, joy, forgiveness, and happiness, something remarkable happens. We give permission for others to do the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's
whereas it. Conversely, if we choose to respond from a place of anger and hostility, what's going to happen? Other person does it as well.
Yep. All right. Learn. I guess words to live by. Learn the lessons of life. Dr. JQMar.com. Check that out. We'll visit again with Jay next week here on Good Day.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
It's 51 minutes after the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. A lot of things, a lot of material. Hopefully it will be helpful in the spirit of Jay at DougStephan.com.
Doctors.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fun and games on Capitol Hill, partisan politics, and the issue is oil. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. This past Tuesday, Democrats in the Senate tried to move a bill to the floor that would strip about $2 billion in annual taxpayer subsidies from the five biggest oil companies. They are known as Big Oil. Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California called the subsidies corporate welfare.
Let the American people see who's on their side. Well, who's on the side of these corporations?
Well, that measure to lop off those big oil taxpayer subsidies fell short in a procedural vote, failing to reach the 60-vote threshold needed to move the legislation forward. So much for that. And then came yesterday in the Senate. It was the Republicans' turn to try to push something through. Their measure was aimed at increasing domestic oil drilling, something Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said is needed to give a boost to domestic oil exploration.
And most importantly, our plan would help reduce the price of gas at the pump by unlocking our own domestic resources.
But Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois said last year's BP oil spill is one good reason to oppose this bill.
Is it too much to ask that we engage in fuel efficiency and thoughtful energy policy rather than recklessly drill in every direction? This bill is pointless and dangerous.
So, how did this bill do on the procedural vote, where 60 votes are needed to move forward? Let's have the tally, please.
On this vote, the yeas are 42, the nays are 57, the motion is withdrawn.
There you go. 2 days, two big issues, oil subsidies, domestic oil drilling, lots of bluster, lots of rhetoric, two votes, and both measures are buried. And members of Congress wonder why their approval ratings are so low? Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
They're going. In the next few days, 10 amazing cars are going to disappear. If you want one to be yours, now is the time to enter the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. So now, not tomorrow, not when you have a spare minute, not after your week slows down. Now is the time to push your blue OnStar button. Tell the advisor you want to enter, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't have to be an active OnStar customer. There's no obligation, but you have to push your blue button soon. And maybe a Cadillac CTS-V Coupe, a Chevrolet Corvette convertible, a GMC Yukon Denali, or a Buick Enclave could be yours just for pushing one little button. Sweepstakes exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit three entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
Gains on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow up 81 points to 12,560. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Oil prices back over $100 a barrel, up $3.19 yesterday. More flooding along the Mississippi River. The river began cresting early in Vicksburg, Mississippi overnight. This morning, the water level already over 57 feet. National Weather Service expects it to stay that high into the weekend. The crest is more than a foot higher than the previous record set in 1927. The crew of the space shuttle Endeavour is getting ready for the first spacewalk of the shuttle's final mission. Teams of NASA experts, meanwhile, are carefully examining new images that show some of the tiles on the belly of the shuttle were damaged during its launch. Seven areas of damage have been found on the shuttle's thermal tiles. NASA's Leroy Cain says, no big deal.
This is not cause for alarm. It's not cause for any concern.
Cain says there's still time in the crew's schedule to conduct a more focused inspection of those damaged tiles. Most of the damage appears to be toward the center and rear of the shuttle in areas that are not subjected to the worst heat of reentry. And finally, let's talk celebrities. Powerful celebrities. All right, we don't need thunder and lightning, please. We're talking about Forbes magazine's Celebrity 100 Power List. More than just how much money they make, it's the power they wield. Among those on the list, as we work our way to the top, let's see here. Charlie Sheen, number 28 on the list.
Duh, winning.
Wow, that seems like years ago, doesn't it? Number 17 on the Power 100, the Donald.
I'm Donald Trump, and this is a special announcement.
Yes, Donald, we know you're number 17. Let's move on. Within the top 10, we have Simon Cowell.
Why didn't you stop wasting my time?
Simon, obviously not satisfied with being number 9. Who else? Elton John, number 5. The band U2, number 4. 17-year-old Justin Bieber is third on this power list. And wait a minute. The person who's been number 1 for years, no longer number 1. Oprah is now number 2 on this power list.
Wonderful!
She's taking it well. So who's number 1 on the Forbes Celebrity 100 power list? Here's your answer. Yep, Lady Gaga. $90 million in earnings and millions of followers on Facebook and Twitter. No one more powerful than she. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, ma'am.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.